Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper
and buries it. A three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Time now for the Cyclone Insider on Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1 with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you today?
Doing well, Brandon. How are you?
I am doing great, thanks. And, of course, last night, big game in Ames. And, of course, Iowa State falls to Kansas 79-53, the final from that one. Boy, the way the game started out, though, I thought this is going to be a good battle back and forth. But then it was right before halftime when Kansas really went on that run and kind of extend that lead and never really looked back. What was kind of your thoughts on at least the start for Iowa State in that one?
Really good start. You know, I thought they were moving the basketball well. Really look good on the offensive end. Kansas is a tremendous defensive team. And Iowa State had 25 points at the under eight timeout. So, I mean, they're on pace for about 35, close to 40 in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a really good half against Kansas. I mean, if you can score in the 60s or 70s against Kansas, that's something not a lot of teams have done. And so I thought Iowa State was on a really good pace offensively. The problem was they weren't getting stops. Now, that's a lot easier said than done against Kansas, too. I mean, they've got a really good offensive team. Devon Dotson is tremendous. And Kansas was just kind of counterpunching Iowa State. The game was tied multiple times. Iowa State never could get a lead. But, I mean, it's, 25-23, Kansas going to the under 8-minute timeout. But then they hit one of those patented Kansas flurries that they do where they go on about a 14-0 run. I've seen it a million times. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the past, Iowa State teams have been able to dig down and be able to come together with a run of their own and get right back in it against them, but this time they couldn't do it. And Iowa State, you know, for the next 20 minutes of that game, Brandon, after scoring 25 in the first, 12 minutes, scored 13 in the next 20 minutes to the under 8-minute timeout. In the second half. So that's where Kansas really extended the lead out. And they're extremely good. I said to their play-by-play guy, you know, when they're playing like that, I can't believe there's a better team in college basketball than them.
Mm-hmm.
They are really, really sharp, and they were making shots. And so, you know, it's a pick-your-poison team. They don't generally shoot a lot of threes. But if you're packing in your defense and saying, hey, beat us from the outside, which you kind of have to do. I mean, if you're going to give up a bunch of lobs to Azubuki, you're just going to lose anyway. So you pack it in. You really force them to try to make outside shots, similar to what Fred Hoiberg did against Iowa the night before. You know, you hope that they miss the shots. And, man, they didn't. They knocked down, I think, six of their first eight threes, and there just was no answer for all the different things that they could do. So hats off to them. They're a really good team.
Nobody in college basketball will have a tougher stretch, I don't think, over the next three games. Oklahoma, Baylor, and Texas Tech, next three opponents for Iowa State, stand at 7-7 on the season, but there's still a lot of good talent. So is there anything you can kind of point to that might get Iowa State headed back in the other direction?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're certainly capable of, you know, playing better basketball than they did. And Kansas had so much to do with that. Now, Oklahoma's good, too. Oklahoma just won, I think close to double digits at Texas last night. And Oklahoma's 11-3. They're playing very, very good basketball. Christian Doolittle's an outstanding player. They've got some veteran guys back, like a lot of these teams do. And so that's going to be a challenge on Saturday. And then, obviously, it's going to be a huge challenge going to number 4 Baylor next week, and to Texas Tech, which is also a ranked team, playing them on the road, a team that was in the national championship game a year ago. So you're right. These games get tougher and tougher, but you got to look at that as opportunities. And Steve Prohm has more ranked wins against top teams than, I think any coach in Iowa State history. And so he loves those kind of challenges. And so those are the challenges that are in front of you, And so with great opponents comes the opportunity for a great win. And So something like that could really get Iowa State rolling in another direction. And, I think that, I'm really seeing some positive signs from Trey Jackson. I think he's coming on I think he's starting to gain more and more confidence. He's just a freshman. He's being thrown probably into a bigger role than he expected. But as he continues to get better, I think it opens some things up for, you know, options for Iowa State to play small more often, which I think Steve Prohm prefers. And that really opens the floor. And if they can make some shots, then all of a sudden they look like a different basketball team. So, you know, I'm not certainly giving up hope. There's a big game on Saturday night at Hilton Coliseum. I'd love to see a great crowd out there, and I'd love to see Iowa State get off the schneid with a great win there, and then go see what they can do in those two road games. Because if you're coming into one of those with the positivity of a win against a good Oklahoma team, then you start feeling good about yourself, and those are two great opportunities on the road next week.
Yeah, Oklahoma on Saturday. That game is at 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock is the pregame show. You can hear it right here on your home for Iowa State, Kicks 101.1. John, have a great call on Saturday, and we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Yep, my pleasure, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters, every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1. We'll be right back.